This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Oregonians will vote this November on whether to legalize recreational marijuana and whether to label genetically modified foods. They'll also decide whether to send their governor back to office for an unprecedented fourth term. Democrat John Kitzhaber should be the shoe-in in a state that hasn't elected a Republican governor since 1982. But his reelection campaign has taken some strange twists and turns. Chris Lehman from Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
Oregonians have learned a lot about their first lady recently. For instance, in 1997, she married an 18-year-old Ethiopian college student who needed a green card. First Lady Sylvia Hayes says she received $5,000 for the marriage, which she used to buy a laptop computer and pay for other college expenses. Hayes issued a very public apology for committing what she called an illegal act, and especially for keeping it a secret all these years, even from her current fiancé, the governor of Oregon.
John Kitzhaber deserved to know the history of the person he was forming a relationship with. The fact that I did not disclose this to him meant that he has learned about this in the most public and unpleasant way. This is by far my greatest sorrow in this difficult situation.
The news surfaced during a tumultuous week in which the First Lady was also accused of being a co-owner of an illicit marijuana farm in the 90s and of using her title to secure lucrative consulting gigs. She denies both of those claims, and her beau, the governor, is standing by her.
In 2014, it seems ludicrous to conclude that a woman who has had a successful career long before she met me and long before she became First Lady should be expected to give up her career and her life's work because she is married, hopefully soon, to a governor.
Kitzhaber probably wasn't expecting to be defending his longtime partner this fall. The governor is on the campaign trail talking up Oregon's rebounding economy. He says that's thanks in part to the economic incentives he championed and guided through a narrowly divided legislature.
The reason I'm running is because I believe that we have found a way to create an operational political center in Oregon. That's not about Republicans or Democrats. It's about getting results. And we did it together. And we have a huge opportunity going forward to move the ball even further down the field.
Kitzhaber is a former ER doctor who was elected Oregon governor twice in the 90s. Voters narrowly returned him to office 4 years ago, but he was widely expected to have an easier victory this time around. The Democrat has been ahead consistently in both fundraising and the polls. His Republican challenger is Dennis Richardson. He's a longtime state representative who isn't well known outside his largely rural district.
The question often comes up on how I will actually win. You know, how can a Republican from Southern Oregon win in a democratically dominated state?
Richardson is banking on Oregon voters tiring of Kitzhaber. He says the Democrat was asleep at the wheel during the meltdown of the state's health insurance exchange, Cover Oregon.
It's not about personalities, it's about realities. And the reality of this administration is it has been a failure, that he may be a great doctor, I don't know, but he's not a good leader for the state of Oregon.
Oregon voters have plenty of other choices to make on Election Day. Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley is running for a second term. He faces Republican Monica Webby. She's a pediatric neurosurgeon making her first run for public office. Voters also have a slate of ballot measures to decide on. Those include whether to legalize recreational marijuana. Backers of that effort are taking a cue from pot activists in neighboring Washington. They're appealing to Oregonians who don't actually smoke pot. This ad features a retired cop.
Measure 91 regulates marijuana for adults, so police have time to fight serious, violent, and unsolved crimes.
Oregonians will also vote on another hot-button ballot measure. It would require food manufacturers and retailers to label genetically engineered foods. Groups on both sides of that initiative have spent millions to convince voters. Oregon is entirely a vote-by-mail state, so some voters have already cast their ballot. The deadline to vote is Election Day, November 4th. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem, Oregon.